This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari Srivastav. KP Sharma Oli took oath as new Prime Minister of Nepal today along with 21 ministers from four parties in the freshly brewed alliance. President Ramchandra Podel administered the oath of office and secrecy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Mr. KP Sharma Oli on his appointment as Prime Minister of Nepal. In his message, Mr. Modi said he looks forward to working closely to further strengthen the deep bonds of friendship between India and Nepal and to further expand the mutually beneficial bilateral cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar congratulated Arzu Rana Deoba on her appointment as the Foreign Minister of Nepal. In his message, Dr. Jaishankar said he is looking forward to working with her to enhance India and Nepal's multifaceted partnership. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will undertake an official two-day visit to Mauritius from tomorrow. During the visit, the minister will call on Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Jagannath, and will hold bilateral meetings with other senior ministers of Mauritius. He will also engage with other prominent Mauritian leaders. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, this visit will provide an opportunity for both sides to comprehensively take stock of various facets of the bilateral relationship. The ministry said the visit underscores the importance of India-Mauritius relationship and is a reflection of India's neighborhood-first policy, Vision Sagar, and commitment to the Global South. It also reaffirms the continued commitment of both countries to strengthen the multidimensional bilateral relationship and deepen close people-to-people ties. The Coal Ministry today executed coal mining development and production agreements for three coal mines auctioned under the second attempt of the seventh round. In a major development in commercial coal mining, agreements for Machakata Coal Mine, Kudanali Lubri Coal Mine and Sakhi Gopal B. Kakuri Coal Mine were executed. NLC India Limited, Gujarat Mineral Development Corporation Limited and Tamil Nadu Generation and Distribution Corporation Limited won the bid for the project. The estimated annual revenue generation under commercial auction from these three mines is around 3,000 crore rupees. Once operational, these mines are projected to create over 40,000 direct and indirect jobs. G20 Sherpa of India Amitabh Kant today said that India has achieved in 9 years what would have taken 50 years without digital public infrastructure, DPI. Mr. Khan said this on the occasion of the release of the final report of India's G20 Task Force on Digital Public Infrastructure. He said India is far ahead in terms of digitization, and with UPI being used from street vendors to large shopping malls, the country has the highest digital transactions globally. Mr. Kant highlighted that with the transfer of $4.5 billion into the bank accounts of 16 crore beneficiaries, India's DPI proved to be a building block in steering the country through the pandemic. The Delhi High Court today listed the Enforcement Directorate ED's plea challenging the bail granted to Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case for the 7th of August. The High Court had earlier stayed the trial court's June 20th order by which Kejriwal was granted bail in the case. Justice Neena Bansal Krishna was informed by the counsel for Kejriwal that the ED served them a copy of its rejoinder only late Sunday night and they need some time to file a reply to it. He said the Supreme Court has granted interim bail to Kejriwal in the case on Friday and they will place on record the order copy. The lawyer urged the court to grant them 15 days for filing the rejoinder. The Supreme Court today issued notice on a fresh batch of petitions filed by National Testing Agency seeking the transfer of pleas pending before the Rajasthan High Court related to the alleged NEET UG paper leak to the Apex Court. A bench comprising Chief Justice G.Y. Chandrachud, Justice T.B. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra issued the notice to the petitioners before the Rajasthan High Court and tagged the transfer petition with the already pending matters in the issue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.